啊，在晚上一起继续来用圣经上的道理来做彼此的学习跟互相的勉励。
And tonight we'd like to continue using the truth in the Bible to as our mutual encouragement and our study.
啊，今天晚上要用法利赛人跟撒都该人来做彼此学习的题目。
And today's topic of mutual encouragement will be Pharisees and Sadducees.
我们通常只要一听到法利赛人，这个心情就会开始变得很不好啊。
And so usually we have a negative note when we hear Pharisees or Sadducees.
啊，尤其是这个特别努力研读圣经啊，这个特别学习福音书里面耶稣的生平。
And especially when we are studying the gospel books and the life of Jesus.
啊，我们就会跟主耶稣一个鼻孔出气啊，耶稣不喜欢的，我通通都不喜欢啊。
And then we will say to ourselves, Lord Jesus, despised the Pharisees and Sadducees, and so do I.
哦，所以啊，只要圣经啊，只要我们每次听到这个文士、法利赛人啊，这个撒都该人呐，哇，就觉得说这些都是坏人呐。
So when we hear Pharisees, Sadducees, and teachers of the law, then we will think to ourselves, these are bad people.
虽然他们对圣经的对经卷的道理很熟
，and although they are familiar with the scripture,
但是他们的表现非常不好
，but their deeds are not good.
虽然他们有很多知识，圣经的知识
，although they have a biblical knowledge,
但是他们却没有行动的能力
，but they do not have the They do not have actions to follow.
所以主耶稣常常的责备他们。
So Lord Jesus often rebukes them.
称他们是假冒为善的 hypocrite.
And they say, and Lord Jesus calls them hypocrites.
所以我们只要一听到法利赛人，就觉得这些人都不好啊。
So once we hear the Pharisees and Sadducees, we think bad towards them.
但是其实一开始的法利赛人并不是这个样子的。
However, in the beginning, it was not like this.
这个法利赛人的出现。大概是主前500-800年当中哦。
And so the appearance of the Sadducees was about
Pharisees
was 500-800 BC.
因为没有很清楚的文献记载。
And because there is not an exact history.
500年是去主前500年是确定已经有资料的啊。
And the recording of these Pharisees started 500 BC.
但是更早之前有一些可能式的推论啊。
And before 500 BC, there are some theory.
但是呢，法利赛人其实出现的很早。
But the Pharisees appeared very early on.
法利赛人一开始是怎么出现的呢
？So where did the Pharisees come from?
法利赛人呐，原本是一群严守道理、追求信仰、非常爱神。的一群人所组成的。
And so Pharisees is a group that consists of people that really love the Lord and pursued after the truth.
因为他们看到社会的道德越来越堕落。
Because they saw the deterioration of the society.
因为他们看到众人离神越来越遥远。
They saw that people have departed away from God.
所以这一群人呢，就觉得说，我们不能够这样子跟世界、跟世俗一起的堕落。
So they believe that they cannot continue to falter like the people of this world.
所以这群人就聚在一起了。
And so these people, a group of people gathered together.
他们决定要跟世界分离。
And they decided to separate themselves from this world.
要过着一个简单而且敬虔的生活。
And to live a reverent and a simple life.
所以法利赛这个字啊。
So the word Pharisee.
它的意思，原来的意思就叫做分别，分别的意思啊。
And it means to separate.
这一群人原本是非常热心，非常爱主，而且严格遵守圣经的教训。
And so these group of people originally were very fervent and they loved God.
他们过着简单的生活，有很低的物质欲望。
And they lived a simple life and did not have much material wealth.
所以因为这样子，他们有好行为、好表现，同时有坚定的信心。
And because of this, they had good actions and they have a really firm faith.
因此在以色列人他们的眼中都觉得这一群人真的是比较属灵的人啊。
And so in the eyes of the Israelites, these people were more holy than others.
但是很可惜的，随着时间慢慢的过去。
But unfortunately, with time that passed,
在人的称赞声，在人的掌声当中，法利赛人忘记了自己是谁。
They were lost in the praise and the approval of men.
他们享受众人的尊重。
And they receive the approval of men.
啊，他们喜欢别人给他们的掌声。
And they like the praise of others.
啊，他们享受做别人的老师，大家都要问我，因为我最懂，我最厉害。
And they would want to be the teachers because they had the most knowledge and knew the most.
以至到了耶稣的年代，法利赛人完全变了一个样子啊。
So by the time of Lord Jesus' time, the Pharisees were a different group of people.
他们所有的外在的表现都是要为了要被人看见。
And the things that they did were to be seen by men.
啊，他们的信仰已经失去了里面内在的精神。
And their faith already lost the true essence.
哦，所以呢，常常被主耶稣责备，说他们是一群假冒为善的人呐。
And so Lord Jesus often rebuked them and called them hypocrites.
那但是当我们讲到这个法利赛人呢，我们常常有这种很坏、很不好的印象哦。
So usually when we think of Pharisees, we have a negative impression.
啊，却不知道说，其实，在圣经当中有一群又虔诚又良善的法利赛人。
But there was a group of very
genuine godly
Pharisees.
哦，他们呢、啊，甚至到后来使徒教会的时候，他们都是教会里面非常重要的一群干部啊。
And during the apostolic time, they were important pillars of the church.
那、啊、所以我们今天来看一段好法利赛人能够得到奖赏、得到恩典的记载哦。
So let us look at a group of good Pharisees that were able to receive the reward from God.
哦，所以在同一个时代里面
，and so in the same time period，
同样都是法利赛人
，they were all Pharisees。
人可以选择自己走出不一样的道路来
，and people can make their own path。
有的法利赛人最后就在耶稣的责骂声当中消失了
，and some of the Pharisees disappeared under the rebuking of Lord Jesus。
有的法利赛人却能够坚持并且走到信仰的道路上面。
But some Pharisees were able to persist and remain on the path of.
所以我们今天都在这个时代里面。
So today we are all in this journey.
啊，神给我们一样的机会，给我们一样的环境。
And God gives us the same opportunity and chances.
啊，使我们都能够来到这里认识他，并且有永生的盼望。
And we can all come here to worship Him and have the hope of salvation.
啊，但是到最后，每一个人人生信仰道路要走到哪一步？
But we determine where our faith will end up.
啊，到最后就是看我们自己的选择，做我们人生的决定。
And this will be dependent on our decision making.
我们来看马太福音的第三章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第四节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 4.
马太福音的第三章第四节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 4.
这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣裳，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。第五节
，verse five。
那时，耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带地方的人都出去，到约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。第七节
，verse seven。
约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？”第八节
，verse eight。
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。第九
，verse nine。
不要自己心里说：“有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。”我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。第十节
，verse ten。
那现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。十一
，verse eleven。
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但在那我之后来的，能力比我更大，就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。十二节
，verse twelve。
他手里拿着簸箕，要扬尽他的肠，把麦子收在仓里。把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。我们今天晚上就来看这一段的记载。
So tonight, let us look at this passage.
我们通常在看这里啊，常常是强调施洗约翰的表现。
We often emphasize when we read this passage, we often emphasize the deeds of John the Baptist.
啊，这个约翰是何等的谦卑，生活何等的简单，工作是何等的努力。
And how he was humble and he was able to do his work.
啊，但是我们今天来看另外一群人啊。
But today, let us look at another group of people.
啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，当施洗约翰在洗礼，众人就来到他那里了。
So here it mentions that, it records that when Lord John the Baptist was performing baptism, a congregation gathered around him.
啊，这里告诉我们说，很多人都来承认他们的罪。
And people came to him to confess their sins.
啊，要来接受这个悔改的洗衣。
And to receive the baptism of repentance.
啊，在第七节这里告诉我们说，有一群法利赛人跟撒都该人来到他这里啊。
Verse 7 records a group of Pharisees and Sadducees that came to his baptism.
我们刚讲过，法利赛人是当代的宗教的领袖，是高高在上的。
And so at this time, the Pharisees were the at the top religious leaders.
啊，这个撒都该人则是当时候的政治领袖，也是大有权柄的。
And the Sadducees were political leaders at that time.
哦，所以呀，今天法利赛人跟撒都该人都来了。
And so at this time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees gathered together.
哦，就是他们社会当中最高阶、最伟大、最受人所尊重的一群人来了。
And so the group of leaders that the people, the most respected people came and gathered.
那不但来了，而且他们也要来接受约翰的洗礼哦。
Not only did they come, but they also wanted to receive the baptism of John.
可是我们在这里看到约翰对他们说什么？
But let us look at what here what John told them.
约翰没有说，哎呀，你们来了，欢迎欢迎，请坐请坐，请上座啊。
And so when they came, John the Baptist did not welcome them.Come in.
哇，这个有权有势有名望的人也来我这边参加，你看我多有面子啊。
And he did not praise them and tell himself that he has a lot of face for such leaders that came to him.
那我们今天有时候啊会有这种错误的观念哦。
So today we may have an incorrect concept.
说啊，如果今天啊有一个啊哇很有名或很有钱或很了不起的人突然出现在我们当中。
If a really A person with high status or a wealthy person came to us.
哦，好像我们马上要把他围起来，哦，特别要小心注意他的感觉啊。
And it's like we have to be careful of how we treat this person.
哎，但是你看呐，施洗约翰不是这样啊。
But we see John the Baptist was not like this.
他说，当这一群人来到他的面前哦。
And it records when the group of people came to him.
约翰知道他们是谁。
John the Baptist knew who they were.
约翰也知道他们的身份。
He knew their status.
但是约翰的第一句话说：“毒蛇的种类啊，谁警告你们来逃避将来的愤怒呢？”
But the first thing he said to them was, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
今天如果你是这一群人啊
，And today if you were this group of people,
你已经非常习惯众人在你面前给你的称赞跟尊重。
And you are accustomed to the praise that men gives you.
如果今天你听到这句话，你有什么反应？你会有什么感觉
？And if you hear what John the Baptist said, how would you react?
有时候啊，一个人呐、啊，身处高位，习惯了，弯不下腰来的。
And so sometimes when a person is accustomed to being treated highly, they are unable to bend lower.
他们可能觉得说，哎，我们来看这个约翰呐、啊。已经很给他面子了。
They may think that they already are giving a lot, John the Baptist a lot of face, but just by showing up.
约翰应该要出门三里，要出来三里迎我们过去才对啊。
And John the Baptist should get out of his way to welcome us.
但是我们在这里看到约翰却说毒蛇的种类，谁叫你们来的
？But John the Baptist replied, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to come?"
这是一个非常严厉的指控哦。
And this is a very really.Severe accusation.
尤其是犹太人的骄傲，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙哦。
Especially the Jews who were the descendants of Abraham.
但是在这里他就说你们是毒蛇的种类啊。
But John the Baptist says you are a brood of vipers.
我在想说啊，如果一个脾气比较不好的，可能转身就离开了。
If you are a person that has bad anger, then you would probably leave.
如果一个很重视自己脸面跟身份，觉得自己特别尊贵的人，也一定就走了。
If you look highly upon your face and your status, then you would also probably leave.
哎，但是我们看到这群法利赛人为什么最后能够得恩典
But how did this group of Pharisees and Sadducees receive grace?
为什么最后会有得救的盼望
？Why did they end up receiving the hope for salvation?
在这里，虽然他们被称为毒蛇的种类，但是他们却没有离开呀、
啊。Although they were called brood of vipers, they did not depart.
那因为他们谦卑
，because they were humble,
所以最后得到一个机会。
So they received a chance at the end.
因为他们谦卑
，because of their humility,
所以他们能够听到后面的教训。
They could hear the teachings at the end.
那所以到最后谁能够得救呢
？So at the end, who can be saved?
不管你是法利赛人、撒都该人、渔夫，或者是普通老百姓
，and no matter if you're Pharisee, Sadducee, fisherman, or normal citizens,
到最后只有在神面前 自我谦卑的人才可以得救啊。
Only those that stand before God with humility can be saved.
所以虽然你是法利赛人、撒都该人
，So although you may be a Pharisee or Sadducee，
但是只要你能够在神面前谦卑
，If you can be show humility before God，
救恩的机会跟盼望就是你的了。
Then the hope of salvation is yours.
我们来看一下箴言的第十八章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章
，Proverbs 18。
十八章的第十二节
，Proverbs 18 verse 12。
箴言十八章十二节，这里说：败坏之先，人心骄傲；尊荣以前，必有谦卑啊！所以圣经今天给你我做了一个提醒。
And so the Bible gives us a reminder today.
说我们今天虽然有机会来到教会，虽然已经走到信仰的道路上面了。
And although we are walking on the correct path of faith, and we are here in this chapel.
但是我们如果没有办法在神在人面前学会自我谦卑
，If we are unable to be humble before God and man,
到最后虽然道理懂了很多，聚会常常出现。
And although we come to service and we know a lot of the truth,
但信仰的路，救恩的路，到时候可能会是一个问号啊。
But at the end, our path of to salvation may be questionable.
所以在这里啊，虽然他们被责备哦，上流人士被责备，却没有选择离开啊。
And although they were falsely accused, they did not leave.
所以我们看到圣经里面有很多这样子的榜样。
And so here we also see many examples in the Bible.
像在马太福音十五章那个迦南的妇人。
And for example, also in the book of Gospel of Matthew,
the woman Canaanite,
the Canaanite woman.
主耶稣甚至说啊，不好把东西丢给狗吃啊。
And what Jesus says, if the thing is.
不好把饼干啊丢给狗吃啊。
And throw the crumbs, bad crumbs to the
dogs. 他把这个妇人啊当作狗啊。
And so she treated, Lord Jesus treated the Canaanite woman as a dog.
这个妇人说没有关系啊，狗也可以啊，狗也可以吃主人掉下来的东西啊。
And then the Canaanite woman responded that even the dog can eat the crumbs of them from the master's table.
其实啊，在希腊文里面啊，狗有两个字哦。
And so even in Hebrew, In Greek, there's two meanings for dog.
两种狗哦，有两个不同的字啊。
There's two different words for dog.
一个字是啊，在外面那个乱跑的那种野狗啊。
And one is a wild dog that runs about.
另外一个字哦，是家里面那个 pet， 是家里在养的宝贝的不得了那种狗啊。
And another one is the precious dog that you have at people's pet.
宠物啦，宠物狗啊。
A pet dog.
对呀。所以啊，主耶稣在这里用的狗啊，他在希腊文里面是用宠物哦，家里的宠物啊。
And so the Lord in Greek, the Lord Jesus called this Canaanite woman a pet dog.
你看呢、啊？我们现在有养动物哦，爱狗的人你就知道啦。
And so for those who have a dog as a pet and love dogs, you know.
什么掉到地上的饼啊，都爬到桌子上面啦、啊。
And whatever the
那个狗啊，都已经爬到桌子上面吃饭啦。
So the dog doesn't even eat the crumbs from the floor, but they eat from the table.
为什么？因为它是宠物啊。
And because a dog is considered a pet.
因为你也喜欢它，也爱它啊。
And because you love the pet.
所以啊，在这里啊，这个妇人说，宠物也没关系啊，宠物也很好啊。
And so the Canaanite woman says it is okay to be called a pet.
只要有主人爱我，只要能够得到主人的好处，我可以啊，没有问题的。
As long as I receive the love from the master, then it is okay.
所以啊，在这里虽然这个妇人虽然感觉起来好像主耶稣对他没有很尊重
，so it may seem that Lord Jesus Christ did not have respect for this Canaanite woman.
但是这个妇人没有关系，我只要认识你，抓到你，我就够了。
So, but this Canaanite woman's mentality was that as long as I know you and grab hold on to you.
所以主耶稣跟他说，妇人，你的信心是大的，你信心是大的。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ told the Canaanite woman that your faith is great.
就要照你所求的给你成全呐、啊。
And whatever you ask for will be given to you.
所以你看呐、啊，迦南妇人是这样。
So this is how the Canaanite woman was treated.
法利赛人、撒都该人在这里也是一样啊。
So it is the same with the Pharisees and Sadducees.
你叫我毒蛇的种类没有关系。
It is okay for me to be called a brood of vipers.
只要我能够找到信仰的机会跟救恩的道路都没有关系的。
As long as I can have this chance and to find this path to salvation.
因为有这样谦卑的态度。
And because of this a humble attitude.
因为有这样追求的决心，
and because they have the determination to pursue.
所以最后都能够有机会见到信，见到永生的道路啊。
At the end, they were able to walk on this path to salvation.
哦，但是啊，当施洗约翰这样子跟他们讲啊，
but once John the Baptist had rebuked them.
施洗约翰啊，很凶啊，你会觉得说，施洗约翰你怎么这么凶啊？
So you may think to yourself, why are you
so mean,
so mean.
啊，你可以想象说，如果今天啊，我们在聚会的时候哈。
So you may think that for example, if you are here in service,
我们有一个慕道者进来了啊，刚来在真耶稣教会有一个慕道者刚刚进来啊。
If a true seeker comes walking into our chapel,
啊，那我们的接待啊，艾尔斯啊，就你毒蛇的种类，谁叫你来的？啊
，And if our usher Iris says, "Brood of vipers, who told you to come?"
哇，好可怕哦！赶快跑啊！怎么这么可怕的地方啊
？And then the truth seeker may run and be afraid.
所以啊，这里不是叫我们以后看到慕道者就对他好，对他喊说：“你毒蛇的种类，谁叫你来逃避将来的愤怒啊
？”So the Bible,
我告诉你，人家真的会跑掉哦，真的会跑掉。
So the Bible is not telling us to call the truth seekers that come in a brood of vipers because truth seekers will leave.
但是为什么施洗约翰会这样子
？But why did John the Baptist react this way?
因为施洗约翰知道他们是谁。
Because John the Baptist knew who they were.
施洗约翰自己也是撒都该家庭出身的，他是祭司啊，他是祭司家庭出来的。施洗约翰很清楚这些人他们的习性、他们的观念跟他们做事的方法。
And John the Baptist was familiar because he came from a Sadducee family himself, and he knew the way they operated.
他更清楚说这种人的问题在哪里。
And he knew exactly what the problems were.
哦，所以虽然施洗约翰叫他们毒蛇的种类
，So although John the Baptist called them a brood of vipers,
但是他并没有想要赶他们离开的意思哦。
But he did not have no means of casting them away.
如果施洗约翰是要赶他们离开
，If his goal was to cast them out,
他后面就不用啊。长长的讲了这么一大段啊
，Then he would not have to use the passage that he continued.
哦，所以一开始施洗约翰是要他们认清楚自己啊
，And so John the Baptist wanted them for them to identify themselves.
你不是高高在上的伟人
，You are not people that are high up.
你只是毒蛇的种类，需要接受悔改，找回正路啊
，You are only a group of people that need this baptism of repentance.
哦，所以啊，先让他们认清楚自己。
So this is for them to know themselves.
只有谦卑下来，才有能够得救的机会。
Only when you humble yourself can you have a chance to be saved.
哦，所以啊，施洗约翰在第八节就开始讲了。
And so he continued. John the Baptist continued in verse 8.
施洗约翰告诉他们说：“你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称哦。”
And so verse 8, he says, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance.
所以啊，在这里施洗约翰告诉他们说，如果你真的想要寻找到神，
And so John the Baptist told them, if you truly want to find God,
你就要真实的悔改，并且结出果子来啊。
And you must truly repent and bear good fruits.
悔改跟果子要放在一起的。
And so repentance and bearing fruits must be put together.
为什么要放在一起呢？
Why must they be together?
因为今天有些信徒啊，是常常悔改，绝不改变啊，常常悔改，但是绝不改变啊。
And because some members will often repent, but yet not change.
啊，天天忏悔，但是啊，十年、二十年、三十年，我就是这个样子啊。
And they would repent for 10-20 years, but then remain the same.
我说，这种悔改是没有意义的。
And this is a futile repentance.
说这种悔改是自我的一种安慰或自我的一种欺骗而已啊。
This type of repentance is only deceiving yourself and comforting
yourself. 所以在这里啊，施洗约翰告诉他们说，你要先悔改哦，悔改哦。
And so John the Baptist first told them to repent.
啊，悔改我们都会嘛。
And we all know how to repent.
啊，常常听到传道讲，常常祷告会都在说，不是吗
？And we often hear from the preachers, and we hear in our prayer sessions.
但是我们有多少人是永远悔而不改呢？
And so, how many of us actually do we repent, but we do not change?
哎，你怎么知道你自己是悔而不改
？How do we know that if we are repenting yet we don't change?
其实也很简单啊。
It is very simple.
啊，当你每次到神面前跪下来悔改的事情都一样，你就是悔而不改啊。
And it is you will know because once you kneel down and repent, it is always the same things.
啊，去年祷告主啊，我坏脾气。
And last year you repent for having bad anger.
今年祷告主啊，我怎么脾气更坏了
？And this year you repent. Why do I have even worse anger?
主啊，我怎么乱讲话
？And why do I speak nonsense?
下次祷告啊，一样啊，主啊，我怎么又乱讲话？永远都是这样子啊。
And you're always repenting for not saying the right things.
那所以我们如果啊，悔来悔去都在为一样的事情，都是一样的事情在悔改啊。
If we're always repenting regarding the same sin,
是不是悔改最后只是成为一种 种习惯而已啊。
Then it becomes a habit for us to just repent.
啊，好像在跟神打发一下，我有悔改哦，你看啊，我天天悔啊，从不改啊。
It is like if you're telling God, I often repent, but I never change.
哦，所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，你要悔改。
And so here, John the Baptist says, you must repent.
悔改叫做认清楚自己，看明白软弱啊。
And to have true repentance is to know your own weakness.
啊，我们有时候啊，看自己看得不太清楚哦。
And sometimes we don't see ourselves very clearly.
所以啊，常常啊，跪在那里不知道要悔改什么，没有啊。其实啊，我也蛮完美的嘛，我都不知道悔改什么啊。
And we kneel there and we don't know what to repent for because we think we're not bad.
啊，不是因为你没有东西要悔改啊。
It's not because we do not have anything to repent for.
啊，只是因为你瞎了而已啊。
It is only because you're blind.
啊，因为看不到，所以都觉得自己很好啊。
It is because you don't see your own weaknesses, so you think you are good.
啊，到最后啊，专门毁别人啊，毁别人啊。
And at the end, you will point out the wrong in others.
主啊，那个谁谁谁啊，他哦是教会的问题啊。
Then you begin to point fingers when you're praying that they are so and so.
主啊，那个谁谁谁啊，那个我先生哦，祷告让他改变呐、啊，啊，都永远都在毁别人呐、啊。
And so you begin to repent for other people.
那、啊、常常是因为什么？因为我们看不见自己呀、
啊。And a lot of time it is because we do not see ourselves.
看不见自己是一个非常大的危机哦。
And we are unable to see that we are actually.
是severe crisis 啊、
severe crisis
啊、为什么？因为你就不会觉得自己需要改变什么。
Because we feel like we don't need to change at all.
因为你看不到。
Because we do not see ourselves.
哦，所以悔改是什么？悔改是真正把自己拨开来，想看清楚啊。
And so true repentance requires us to completely tear ourselves open.
哦，就像在诗篇里面大卫讲的哦。
It is like in Psalms when David said.
他说哇，看看，把打开我的心，看看看里面有没有问题。神啊，你看一下里面最深处有没有问题啊。
And David opens his heart to God and tells God to look in his to see if there are any problems.
因为我们自己看自己，常常觉得自己都没有问题。
Because when we see ourselves, we may not feel like we have problems.
啊，但是你要叫神来看一看。
We must tell God to examine our hearts.
看一看你就知道你问题很多啦。
Then if God examines our hearts, then we know that we have a lot of problems.
所以悔改不能只是一个习惯。
So repentance cannot only be a mere habit.
悔改是生命当中最真实的自我检讨。
And true repentance is actually the best way to self-examine.
只有把自己看清楚。
Only can we when we see ourselves clearly.
说原来我没有我自己想象的这么好啊。
We will realize that we are not as good as we originally thought.
原来我问题很多啊。
And we have a lot many problems.
原来啊，我常常讲别人啊，原来我比他更糟啊。
And the people that I speak about, I am actually worse than them.
说只有看清自己才是改变跟成长的开始啊。
Only when can we examine ourselves is can we begin growth.
哦，所以在这里啊，在这里约翰说，你悔改之后，你就要开始结果子啦，结果子哦。
And John the Baptist says, once you have repented, then you shall bear fruits.
哦，这个是一种真实行为的改变啊。
And this is a way of true change.
好，我们来看一下约珥书的第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Joel.
约珥书的第二章哦。这个在小先知书，在何西亚书的后面啊。
So this is a minor prophet book after the book of Hosea.
哦，这个不好找哈、哦，所以我已经先用布马把它先贴起来了啊，要不然传道在台上翻不到也是很不好意思的、啊。好，约珥书第二章啊。
So let's turn to the book of Joel, chapter 2.
约珥书第二章的第十二节。
Joel chapter 2, verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
他说，神说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。十三节。
Verse 13.
你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向主你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯。不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。啊，在这里呢，圣经告诉我们啊。
So here the Bible tells us.
他说、啊、我们来到神面前悔改，要撕裂心肠，而不是撕裂衣服。
And so here it tells us, when we come to repent before God, we must rend our hearts and not our garments.
因为撕裂衣服是一种外在的行为，只有外面的行动啊。
Because if we tear apart our garments, it's only outer a deed.
啊，但是撕裂心肠是真正内心当中的痛苦啊。
But when we rend our hearts, it is actually something that is difficult from within.
哦，所以在这里呀、啊，施洗约翰真的是一刀扎进了 法利赛人跟撒都该人的心哦。
And so John the Baptist pierced the hearts of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
说你们是毒蛇的种类。
He told them, "You are a brood of vipers."
你们有太多需要悔改的地方。
You have many things to repent for.
你要等到什么时候才要结出真实的果实呢
？And how long will it take for you to bear true fruits?
哦，所以啊，在这里啊，约翰虽然讲话非常的残酷。很残酷啊，一点脸面都不留啊。
And although John the Baptist is very crude with the way he was speaking,
但是他其实是希望这些法利赛人、撒都该人能够看清楚自己，才能够看到神啊。
But he hoped that the Pharisees and Sadducees can truly see themselves, so they can present themselves before God.
这也是我们今天必须要有的。
And this is something that we must also do.
来到神面前，只有看清自己，你才能够看到神啊。
Only when we rend ourselves can we stand before God.
只有学会悔改，你才能够结出属灵的果子来。
Only when we learn to have true repentance can we bear fruit.
只有认清到自己的软弱，才知道你需要神的帮助。
Only when we recognize our own weaknesses do we know that we must rely on God.
但是我们问问自己啊。
But let us ask ourselves.
在上一次你跪下来，认识到自己很糟糕，很有问题，很需要神，是什么时候？
When was the last time you truly knelt down and realized how pitiful you were?
啊，突然想一想啊，好像没有哎，不记得了。其实我蛮好的嘛。
And you may think to yourself that I haven't thought about this in a long time. I'm pretty decent.
这就是为什么这么多年来我们没有看见自己的成长。
And this is why there are so many years that pass we do not see progress.
为什么这么久以来我们在信仰上面缺乏了真实的感动？
And that's why we lack true movement in our faith.
为什么圣工好像做很多，但是看不到什么神真实的大能的显现
？And this is why we often do holy work, but we do not see the works of God.
因为其实内心最深处我们是骄傲的。
Because in our deep in our hearts we are proud.
所以我们没有觉得自己要悔改，虽然嘴巴说啊悔改悔改悔改，但是从来没有真正自我悔改啊。
We don't feel that we need to actually truly repent.
啊，虽然祷告说主你帮我帮我，但是你觉得自己很好，不需要帮助啊。
And though in our prayers we may say, Lord, please help me, but we may think to ourselves, we don't need help.
所以看清楚自己是生命更新的开始啊。
And so knowing ourselves is the beginning of a renewal in our faith.
这里告诉我们说，你要结出真实的果子来。
And so here it tells us to bear fruits.
你才会有救恩的机会啊。
And we have a chance for salvation.
我们看回来马太福音的第三章啊。
Let us turn back to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3.
第九节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 3 verse 9.
第九节
verse 9.
这里说不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们神能从石头里给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。这个是约翰对他们的第三个提醒哦。
And so this is the third reminder that John the Baptist told the Pharisees.
因为他们有一个很糟糕的习惯，犹太人有一个非常糟糕的习惯。
And because the Jews they had a very bad habit.
他们常常以祖宗来夸口啊。
They often boast about their forefathers.
他们夸口什么
？And what did they boast about?
第一个夸口亚伯拉罕。
First they boast about Abraham.
第二夸口摩西。
A second they boast about Moses.
第三夸口圣殿。
And third, they boast about the temple.
所以啊，以色列人、犹太人、以色列人常讲说，我们有神的殿，我们有神的殿，我们有神的殿啊。
So the Jews and the Israelites often proclaim that we have the temple of God.
啊，但是主耶稣怎么说
？But what did Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣说时候要到哦。
And the time will come.
他说这个圣殿一块石头都不会堆在另外一块石头上面啊。
And there will come a time when there will be nothing left.
他说啊，犹太人很喜欢拿这些物质外在的环境跟条件来作为自己的夸口。
And so the Jews often like to use their
the condition, the external condition,
external condition to boast about.
哦，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢，我们是尊贵的啊。
They proclaim they are very worthy because they are the descendants of Abraham.
我们是以色列人哦，神特选的子民呐。
And we are worthy because we are chosen people of God.
我们有圣殿
，and we have the temple.
我们有约柜
，and we have the ark of covenant.
我们有什么都有
，and we possess everything.
他以这些来作为自己信仰上的夸口啊。
And they use this to boast about their faith.
啊，但是呢，在这里啊，约翰告诉他们说不要再讲了。
But here John the Baptist told them boast no longer.
不要再讲你是亚伯拉罕的子孙了。
No longer boast that you are the descendants of Abraham.
因为就算你是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你不努力一样不会得救啊。
Because even though you are the descendants of Abraham, if you do not put forth the effort, you will not be saved.
说这是给我们的一个警告哦。
And so this is a reminder for us.
说信仰的路上没有什么是我们可以夸口的。
And there is nothing for us to boast about on this journey of faith.
哦，你爸爸是传道，你爷爷是长老。很了不起吗
？And if your father is a preacher and your grandfather is a deacon,
他们可以进天国，你不一定啊。
an elder, if they can go into heaven, it doesn't mean you can.
因为在审判日那一天哦。
Because on the judgment day.
当你站在神的宝座面前，那个审判宝座台前啊。
When you are before the judgment seat of God.
主耶稣绝对不会问你说：“啊，你爸爸是谁呀？”
Lord Jesus Christ will not ask you who is your father.
主耶稣只会问说：“你。”你是谁呀、
啊、？And Lord Jesus will ask you, "Who are you?"
所以我们千万不要以这种外在的环境条件来作为自己信仰上的夸口。
And so we must not use our external conditions to boast of our faith.
有一次啊，我去看一个很久很久很久很久没有来教会的信徒啊。
And so there was one time I went to visit a member that has not been to church for a long time.
希望他能够回来教会接近神啊。
And I hope for him to come back to draw closer to God.
他说我不需要。
And he said, "I do not need to."
没有说，哎，奇怪，很少遇到这种啊，我不需要哦，不，我不需要。
And so it's very rare that I encounter people that say I don't need to come anymore.
我说你为什么不需要啊
？So why do you not need to anymore?
他说你看看我的生活。
And he said, "Look at my life."
我事业顺利，财富很多。
I am successful in my career, and I have much wealth.
我家庭稳固。的家庭夫妻关系很好。
And my family is very stable. I have a harmonious relationship with my wife.
我儿女成功，大家都有成就。
And my children are successful.
我健康良好，没有什么疾病。
And I am very healthy.
所以他最后得到一个结论哦。
And so he ended up with a conclusion.
你看，神给我这么多恩典。
And you see, God has given me all these blessings.
代表我的灵性还非常的好。
So it means,
才会有恩典嘛，他是这样子算的、啊。
So his thinking was that he because of his blessings, his standing of with his faith with God was still good.
他把他外在的成就来等于是他夸口，他信仰上的夸口啊。
And so he used his achievements in this world as a means of.
如果神不爱我，我怎么会赚这么多钱
？If God does not love me, why am I still so wealthy?
你看那些哦，那些其他去教会的人也会，其他去教会的都比我穷啊。
And those people that come to church, they are not as wealthy as me.
神不爱我，怎么如果神不爱我，怎么没有让我生病呢？你看我身体健康这么好。
And if God doesn't love me, why am I so healthy?
你看教会还有些人生病啊。你看我不去的教会都没事，我不去教会我都不会生病的。
And look at those people that actually members that attend services, they actually are not as healthy as me.
其实啊，当我们以这些外在的条件做夸口，就跟法利赛人、撒都该人差不多啊。
And but if we use our these external conditions to boast, then we are no different than the Pharisees and Sadducees.
有一次啊，我到一间教会哦。
And there's one time I went to visit a church.
那里啊，我不太熟啊、哦。那个我去那边来，遇到一个信徒哦。
And I was not familiar so with that area, and I met a member.
那个信徒很好玩啊。
And this member was very amusing.
我第一次跟他见面啊、哦。
And the first time I met him,
他是外国人啊，印度人，
很
有趣的信徒啊。
He was of an Indian descent.
他第一次看到我，跟我握手。
And so when he first met me, he gave me a handshake.
你好，你好，你好。
I said, hello.
你知道我爸爸是执事吗
？And he said, do you know that my father is a deacon?
我还不知道他的名字，我就知道他爸爸是执事了。
And before I knew his name, I knew his father was a deacon.
所以他的自我的介绍的方式是，你知道我爸爸是执事吗
？So his self-introduction was.Do you know my father's deacon?
我想想说蛮有趣的、啊、从来没有遇到过这种、哦、
So I thought it was quite amusing. I never met someone like that.
我就离开那里啊。过了几年之后啊，我有机会我又去了、啊。
So I departed from the area, and a few years later, I went back.
他可能已经忘记我了。
And he probably forgot me already.
又来了、啊，握手，你好，你好，你好。你知道我爸爸是执事吗
？And he came back to me and gave me a handshake and introduced himself by saying, "Do you know my dad's deacon?"
这次我跟他说，我知道你爸爸是执事啊。
And this time I told him, "I know your dad."
可是你到底是谁呀、
啊、？But who exactly are you?
我都不知道他是谁呀、啊。
Because I do not know who he is.
所以啊，他跟人家介绍啊，刚来我们来了以后啊，跟他的自我介绍永远都是，你知道我爸爸是执事吗
？And so the way he introduces himself was, "Do you know my dad's a deacon?"
我那时候在想说，我要怎么回答？我应该说恭喜你吗？也不知道怎么回答，很奇怪啊。
And so it was awkward for me because I didn't know how to respond. Do I say congratulations?
所以啊，有时候当我们太在意这些外在的条件、身份、头衔、地位、世界上的成就。
And if we put too much emphasis on these external conditions and our achievements in this world,
施洗约翰要告诉你说啊，你不要一直讲亚伯拉罕是你的祖宗啊。
And so John the Baptist is telling you, don't keep boasting about your forefathers.
他说啊，神能够从石头里面兴起亚伯拉罕子孙，不需要你的。
And God can raise children of Abraham from stones.
所以在这里给我们大家做一个提醒啊。
So here is a reminder for all of us.
他说信仰道路要成功，要自己努力。
And if we want to be successful in this journey of faith, then we must put forth our effort.
如果你有好信仰的父母亲，感谢主，这是神特别的恩典。
And if you have fervent parents, then thank God that is a blessing for you.
但是不代表你就能够在信仰上成功。
But does not mean that you are successful in your own faith.
所以到最后，每一个人都要为自己的信仰来努力，也要为自己的信仰来负责。
And yet we must be responsible for our own faith.
所以在这里我们看到施洗约翰给他们的提醒啊。
And so this is a reminder from John the Baptist to the Pharisees.
告诉这些法利赛人跟撒都该人。
And he told the Pharisees and Sadducees.
说你们要学会谦卑。
You must learn to be humble.
放开你的身份跟地位吧。
And to let go of your status.
你们要真实悔改。
And you must truly repent.
认清楚自己才是得恩典的关键。
And to truly know God and that He is the point of that we can receive salvation.
你们要学会谦卑。
We must learn to humble ourselves.
不可以用亚伯拉罕做自我的夸口。
And we cannot boast of Abraham.
自己在信仰上要追求，要努力，最后要得胜。
And you must pursue a faith on yourself and at the end receive the salvation.
到最后就可以像这里所说的啊。
Then you can be like what is recorded here.
我们看第十一节啊。
Let us look at verse 11.
十一节说他要用圣灵跟火给你们施洗啊。
And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
说我们如果能够做到以上这几样啊。
And if we could do everything from above.
到最后就有资格接受灵与火的洗啊。
Then we will be qualified to receive the baptism of Holy Spirit and fire.
圣灵的洗代表神在你身上的恩典。
And so the baptism of the Holy Spirit represents the grace that God will bestow upon you.
火的洗是你在信仰路上的考验。
And the fire is the test that you will walk on.
但是谁有资格接受灵与火的洗呢？
But who is qualified to receive the baptism of Holy Spirit and fire?
只有像这些法利赛人、撒都该人一样的。
Only those who are like the Pharisees and Sadducees.
我们要想一想啊。
And we must think to ourselves.
在那个年代，法利赛人跟撒都该人是一个非常紧密的团体。
And at that time, the Pharisees and Sadducees were a very tight-knit group.
而这一群跑到施洗约翰面前的这一群人。
But this group of Pharisees and Sadducees that came before John the Baptist.
基本上已经背叛了自己的团体啊，背叛了自己的团体、哦。
They have left the group，
甚至会让人觉得他们抛下了自己的荣耀啊。
And they may have departed from their glory。
你知道在这里之后，他们要面对什么样的世界吗
？And do you know what kind of world they will have to encounter after this？
他们要受到自己以前同伴的攻击、批评，甚至追杀。
And they will have to face the oppression of their people.
他们会失去过去的尊重、荣耀跟高高在上的地位。
And they will lose the praise and the respect from other people.
但是在这里，他们为自己的人生做了一个选择。
But here they made a decision for their life.
他们选择不再做毒蛇的种类。
They chose to no longer be a brood of vipers.
他们选择了圣灵与火的洗。
They chose the baptism of Holy Spirit and fire.
他们选择了一条不同的人生道路。
They chose a different path in their lives.
他们选择最后进入光的荣耀。
And they chose the path that will lead to light.
这是他们的选择。
And this is their choice.
请问。
So let me ask.
在今天我们信仰的道路上。
On our personal journey of faith.
你的选择又是什么？
What is your decision?
我们一起来唱诗哦。
Let us sing hymn.
我们一起来唱诗198首。
Let us sing hymn 198.
请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们接下来做聚会结束的祷告。
Now I'd like to offer up our concluding prayer.
好，我们在我们的祷告时间会比较长一点。
And so the duration of our prayer will be a little bit longer.
因为现在我们喜瑞都教会面临了许多圣工上的挑战。
And because the Cerrito Church has encountered challenges in terms of divine works.
但是就像我上次所说的，所谓的挑战也是一个机会。
But like I mentioned last time, these challenges are an opportunity.
挑战是一个看见神能力的机会。
And these challenges are an opportunity to see the works of God.
挑战是一个亲身参与得恩典的机会。
And these challenges are an opportunity for us to participate in holy works.
所以虽然我们面前要面对这个重建会堂的挑战。
Although we encounter the challenge of the reconstruction of the chapel.
但是或许在座有很多很多的信徒都记得啊。
And many of the members might remember.
想当年我们不是也经历过买这个会堂的挑战吗？
And do we remember the challenges we encounter when we are purchasing this chapel?
那一段的时间，那一个回忆，对我来说是一个非常重要的经验啊。
And this that memory is to me is a very important experience.
因为在法拉盛要分设会堂的时候
，because when the Flushing Church was being established，
当他们在害怕、惶恐、不安当中
，and when the members there were unrest，
我提到的就是喜瑞都 Cerritos。
I remember, and I brought up Cerritos.
他说：“神带领喜瑞都，今天也能够带领法拉盛。”
And I told them that if God has once helped Cerritos, he will also help Flushing.
当布鲁克林要买会堂的时候
，and when Brooklyn was purchasing their chapel,
一样是讲到 Cerritos.
I also brought up Cerritos.
如果神在 Cerritos 能显神迹，今天在布鲁克林就可以显神迹。
And if God can and do perform miracles and signs in Cerritos, he can also perform miracles.
所以我们不要忘记了。
So let us not forget.
曾经在这里神显过大神迹。
And God has once performed a great miracle here.
今天我们只要同样像当年一样来到他的面前。
And today, if we can come together like at that time.
只要信徒能够同心。
And if our heart, if the members can be unified.
只要众人能够祷告。
And if the congregation will pray.
我们就会再一次看到神的能力的彰显。
Then we will once again see the work of God.
所以我们要特别为这个重建会堂的事情来祷告十五分钟。
And so we will pray 15 minutes regarding this matter.
也为在两个月之后我们的灵恩会来祷告。
Let us also pray for our spiritual convocation taking place in 2 months.
求主耶稣的能力跟他的恩惠时刻在我们大家的身上。
May God's grace and power be among us.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。